will spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
chemotherapy,
radiation, surgery, pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
saying,
as you can see, here's one here.
Ernestine Marshall can't even,
there's one in my bedroom,
go to the bathroom
every time I flush
without someone knowing.
I didn't know that how closely they were watching me until I received a phone call. Like, whoa, okay.
Oh, are they watching you? Welcome, Outside the Box Wednesday. Ty Bollinger, they're watching us. You know it. We're happy to be here, though, Ty.
RSB, what's up, buddy?
Well, we're ready to rock and roll here on some pretty serious stuff, man. But what is this medical monitoring all about?
This is crazy stuff. Charlene found this article a few days ago, and she said, you got to talk about this. So, yeah, I read through it. This is amazing. This lady, Ernestine Marshall, apparently she's being monitored in her home by her healthcare company, and she's got monitors on her fridge, in her toilet, all over her house, I think five or six different monitors that actually do monitor when she opens her medicine cabinet, when she opens her refrigerator, when she sleeps, when she pees. Monitors everything about her.
How did we ever do without toilet monitors? I mean, come on.
Man, I'm not sure we want to go there. But I don't think they want to monitor here in my toilet. But
they just have like a sniffometer. Oh, yeah, he went again.
I'm afraid I might break it.
Right. No, we don't want to overwhelm it.
Here's what's interesting, RSB. Mm-hmm. That of all these monitors she's got all over her house, all these things that are being monitored, every action that's being monitored, that's being watched by Humana, she thinks it's a good thing. She likes being monitored. She said, it makes me feel wonderful knowing I'm being monitored.
Oh, man.
Okay? I don't get this, RSB. I don't understand this. You know, it reminds me of, you know who Aldous Huxley is, right? Wrote
Brave New World.
Yeah. Here's a quote by Aldous Huxley. I had to find this when I looked at this story. Let me read this and tell me if this doesn't hit home. This is a quote by Huxley about less than 100 years ago. He says, there will be, in the next generation or so, a pharmacological method of making people love their servitude and producing dictatorship without tears, so to speak, producing a kind of painless concentration camp for entire societies so that people will, in fact, have their liberties taken away from them, but they will rather enjoy it because they will be distracted from any desire to rebel by propaganda or brainwashing enhanced by pharmacological methods. And this seems to be the final revolution.
Yeah, well,
wow.
Some people don't get enough phone calls to disrupt their day. And, of course, you know you're loved when you break your routine and somebody gives you a call.
A break in routine is an early sign of trouble.
And if it becomes unusual, I would get a phone call. Ms. Marsha, are you all right? Do we need to call your sister?
Mm-hmm. See, that's the lady you were talking about. She's happy about it. I suppose, you know, but this also reflects poorly on our culture that we would let our elders live alone, you know, that are in need in this way. Of course, the argument from the left side of the political spectrum is like, well, see, that's why we need Obamacare. It's like, no, that doesn't replace the love of a family, the care and concern, much less the reason why someone who is elderly is also dependent on a service like this. They don't acknowledge that.
Now, you know, Robert, you're right. It's a sad reflection on the society when, I mean, this poor lady, I'm not making fun of her at all here. I mean, she's an elderly lady. She's living at home. She's alone. She's lonely. And it makes her feel good that someone is actually watching her to see if she falls, if she needs help, apparently because she doesn't have anybody else to look after her. That's sad. That's really sad.
We had this like through infomercials, and I don't think this was a Kevin Trudeau thing, but remember that one, I've fallen and I can't get up,
yeah.
And there was this this thing that, you know, you didn't need this level of intrusion. You could choose to do it. I'm just concerned, like you are, that maybe they'll mandate it through something like Obamacare, even though you now can click, you know, a little mark in there and say, I pinky swear that I'll sign up later, as Super Don said. They're actually looking at this issue in, I think in Tallahassee, in Florida, of all places. They're trying to go, hey, what do we do about regulating this?
Tallahassee is debating rules for all kinds of telemedicine. How much can remote doctors charge? When should a webcam exam be allowed? How will Medicaid reimbursement work?
Of course, the webcam exams that you hear about are not the ones they're talking about, but this telemedicine thing. And they're saying it's the wave of the future. So now they're just like entering a whole new territory. I haven't really thought incredibly about it, but how many of us reach to the internet for information? Like we talk about, hopefully not Wikipedia, to make better decisions about our healthcare.
Yeah, that's true. You know, this whole story is just a sad reflection on the society at whole. It reminds me of my grandmother before she died. She was living alone. We actually moved her in. We built a room on our house and moved her in with us because we didn't want her to live in an old folks home. But you know, before she died, most of the people that she knew that age, you know, 80s, 90 years old, they were alone. And mm-hmm. So I think that I understand where this Ernestine Marshall's coming from. She's alone, and when she gets a call from the healthcare company, that might be the only contact she has with another human being's voice in a whole day. So that's just a sad reflection on the way that we are discarding our elderly.
Well, and that technology can't ever replace that. I understand the concept of monitoring somebody who's old and frail and on their own.
Right.
But, you know, like I said, we look for more organic solutions rather than silicon semiconductor chip solutions. Inevitably, that's going to be the case. I mean, how long will it be before they say, hey, you know, the video monitors in your home, it looks like little Johnny, little Susie, they don't have a bandage indicating that they got vaccinated at school today. What's up with that? This happened in Canada? Canadian parents outraged after school officials vaccinate their children without consent.
They vaccinated a 14-year-old student without consent with the DPT, which, by the way, we've talked about in the past. The vaccine insert says that it does cause autism. That's one of the adverse side effects. But here's the thing, Robert. Her younger sister died of a vaccine earlier. And so the parents refused to vaccinate this girl because they've already lost one child to vaccine damage, and they didn't want to lose a second one. But you know what? The criminals that are working in that public school system, those nurses, grabbed her and vaccinated her against the parents' will and against her will. These are criminals, Robert. I mean, let's not mince words here. This is not just a travesty of justice. This is a criminal act.
Yes. Yeah, oh, indeed. And as we covered more and more about modern medicine, reminding you of its modern-day origins through Nazi Germany and how it never left. In fact, it infiltrated the American medical system, even though preceding that, you know, as you've written about and we've written about together in Unlock the Power to Heal, the Flexner Report set the stage for all of it. But with or without Nazi Germany, the medical monopoly is doing things to harm your children. Again, Justina Pelletier is the latest example. As the state-sanctioned religion that it's considered modern medicine dominates overwhelms the parental authority to say, no, we don't believe this is the right way to go.
Right. And the interesting thing is here, you know, we've got a similar story, vaccine related in Colorado that, you know, this is Canada that we're talking about here. But in Colorado, we've got a similar story where they are making parents who want to exempt their children from vaccines to face required education. Sounds like brainwashing to me, but if you are in Colorado and you decide you don't want to get your kid vaccinated, you've got to go through some kind of education class. Here's what's interesting. According to the United States law, based upon a ruling in 2005, I think it was, the students, once they go to school, they don't belong to you anymore. Students, once they go to school, they belong to the state. This was a ruling that I'm trying to find. I jotted it down here somewhere. 2005, school rights trump parental rights, Ninth Circuit ruling. U.S. Court of Appeals says that parents' fundamental right to control the upbringing of their children does not extend beyond the threshold of the school door.
Right.
This is a 2005 Ninth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals ruling. The court went on to say, parents have no due process or privacy to override the determinations of public schools as to the information which their children will be exposed to. And this also applies as well, as we're seeing, to these forced vaccines.
Right. There ain't no such thing as a free lunch. You think, oh, public school is free. No.
Mm-mm.
It's the cost of your children.
You are turning them over to the school system.
You can have it for free as long as you turn over your children to us. That's the price, the unspoken price, as you've read the Ninth Circuit court ruling as well. Now, interesting in this story about Colorado, I don't know if they're thinking because they made weed legal that nobody's going to pay attention to this, but Republican House Leader Brian Del Grosso has it right here. He says he told lawmakers while he vaccinated his kids, his younger brother doesn't believe in vaccinations. And then he goes on to say this, and basically what this bill does, the sponsor is basically saying that my brother is an idiot. My brother is a moron, he said, adding that the message lawmakers are sending is that they know better than the parents.
Yeah.
Well said.
Yeah. And you know what? Let me extend that quote, because Del Grosso goes on to say, you can spin it any other way you like, but this bill basically says parents of Colorado that choose not to immunize their kids, you're too stupid to make your own decision.
Yeah, and this is where, again, we find ourselves in agreement with a Republican and in disagreement with most Democrats who actually perceive that as they worship at the church of pharmaceutical mysticism and vaccination.
Yeah.
All we're asking you to do is think more clearly about this, back off, and allow parental guidance to play a role here, a huge role, to say, no, you cannot experiment on my child medicinally, experimentally, as vaccines are. We're almost at, gosh, we got about another minute in this segment, and there's a big story here. Scientists find treatment to kill every kind of cancer tumor. Is this for real?
It's Fox News story. Yeah, we'll hit it real quick. Of course, in the first sentence, researchers might have found the Holy Grail in the war against cancer, a miracle drug. Immediately, my defenses are up. A miracle drug. Okay, now, yeah, they're hitting the CD47 proteins. They're trying to make the immune system stimulate on its own so that it can fight off cancer cells. The problem is, a drug is never going to have the same efficacy of natural substances that God's already put on this green earth for our use.
Yeah, because if man creates it and synthesizes it and patents it, you can bet it's toxic for your liver and your kidneys and your immune system, which, by the way, you do need to prevent cancer, much less recover from it. Read Cancer, Step Outside the Box. And unlock the power to heal. TMB, RSB, continue. Shaving your head for solidarity can get you expelled.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
If you haven't gotten to unlock the power to heal yet, I will go try to hunt you down and find you until you get it. TMB RSB Outside the Box Wednesdays, having a great time. We got a great interview coming up from New Zealand. We'll tell you about. But we got, you know, listen, we're not big fans of chemotherapy, radiation, or even unnecessary surgery, of course. But would we be opposed to, let's say, a sibling or a friend of someone going through that, shaving their head in solidarity to make someone that's going through it feel a little better?
Well, I don't think we'd be opposed to that, but apparently, going back to the state of Colorado, there's some of the school administrators that were. There's a little girl named Cameron Renfro that decided to shave her head because she had one of her friends going through chemotherapy for stage 4 cancer that had lost all her hair. So she said, I'm not going to let her be made fun of alone, because apparently there were some kids that were picking at her for having a bald head. She said, I'm going to shave my head too. So she did. And the officials at the Caprock Academy in Grand Junction, Colorado, barred her from returning to the school until either she grew her hair back or she got a wig. Wow. That reminds me of is Forrest Gump when he says, stupid is as stupid does.
Stupid does. Right. I mean, well, these public indoctrination centers, they do this. I mean, it's like they've taught. If you want evidence that public school systems are a failure, look at the people who work in public schools, a failure to think. A failure to question and go, what is really going on here? Should we consider not suspending a girl for doing? I mean, really, think about that.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just such a double standard. You've got in New York State teachers caught doing things they shouldn't be doing in empty classrooms, and they don't get suspended. They get a raise, but then a student who's got all of the heart in the world wanting to be with a friend and support a friend shaves her head and gets suspended. I mean, seriously, where has common sense gone? I mean, these school officials, if they had a lobotomy to check for their brain, I think it would be missing.
Right. And we would acknowledge that we would rather have the girl not have to go through that or perceive that they did, with the parents welcoming and embracing natural remedies and using modern medicine as a last resort rather than maybe a first. We don't know all the details surrounding this case. But suffice it to say, if you make that choice, and maybe you align with us in our perspective on healing, and you have family members that do not, give them love, give them support, no matter what they choose to do, because they need that more than anything else.
That's right. That's right. And that's honestly, that's where much of modern medicine fails when we're talking about the treatment of cancer and other degenerative diseases, is there's not a lot of hope. There's not a lot of love. It's more treating people as if they're numbers, and they're numbers with a limited time here on Earth, because we don't have any conventional answers for these diseases. That's why folks are turning to natural remedies in droves.
Yep. That's why people are reading Cancer Step Outside the Box and telling their friends as well. Now, you thought that was outrageous. Something even more outrageous. You're a mom. You get a call from school. Your kid's in the autistic spectrum. They say your kid's not doing well, anxious, or something going on. Can you come down and get your kid? Well, as a mom, you would rush down there immediately, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But, oh my gosh, don't violate the rules of the school, even accidentally trying to save your kid. What happened here, Ty?
That's what happened to Nikia Williams, who's a mother in Missouri. She's got an autistic son. Apparently the school called her and said, your son's having a fit. Could you please come down and help him out? He's distressed. He's panicking. He needs his mommy. So she came down. She goes through the sign-in station, right? Because you know that these are criminal prisons where our children are now. The schools are prisons. So you have to sign in to go past the guards in the prison. She passed that because they had actually just called her and said, you need to get here quickly. And she was well known. I mean, she had had a meeting with the principal the day before, so they knew who she was. And then within a few minutes of going to her son, bypassing the guard station, she's informed that they've called the police. The police locked down the school for almost 15 minutes, and four police officers, arrested her. They arrested her because she didn't sign in. I don't know why it took four. I guess maybe three of them were holding the donuts, and the fourth cuffed her. But this is ridiculous. This is yet another instance, what I was talking about earlier, when you send your kids to public school, they become school property. That's what the ruling in 2005 said, and that's what happened here. She has been officially charged with trespassing because she went to school, requested by the principal, went to school, but she failed to sign the sign-in sheet at the entry to the school.
Right. And this is, let this be a lesson to you. If you haven't gone through this and your kids are in public, my public school's different. Well, we hope so, certainly. But the reality is they teach kids not to think, not to question, as evidenced by the authorities within the school arresting a mom that was well-known, rushing in to rescue her child. They requested it. Yeah. Someone who hasn't sent their kids to school, he's from New Zealand. And he's joining us next with his son, Malachi. Stephen Gregory. Yeah. You want to heal from stuff? Think Carnivora. By the way, thanks to Better Way Health, the video is up of Ty and I and Dr. Jockers and AJ Lanigan over there. But Carnivora to the rescue, all the way down under. How cool is that? It's coming up after the break. TMB, RSB, Outside the Box. Stick with us. Lots more healing to go.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
We're back outside the box Wednesday. Ty Bollinger and I, TMB RSV, doing our thing and loving it because we're bringing healing to all the places around the world where it's needed. And I haven't found a place where it's not needed yet, Ty.
I haven't either. And speaking about around the world, we got around the world guest this half hour, don't we?
Oh, my goodness. Thanks to the global reach of Carnivora, we are reaching all the way to New Zealand. By the way, that buy two, get one free special on the Carnivora, if you get the capsules, you can get them for another couple of days till the 28th. So please take advantage of that. They're at 866-836-8735. 866-836-8735. And I know you're going to want some after hearing this. This is an amazing story. Ty, who do we have on the line with us?
Well, we've got actually two guests on the line, Stephen and Malachi Gregory, and they are joining us all the way from down under in Nelson, New Zealand. Welcome, Stephen and Malachi. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having us on.
We're glad to have you both with us. And I understand that Malachi, who's eight, almost 9 years old now, was suffering with not just one or two warts, but, I mean, a significant outbreak of warts all over his body, so significant it impacted his ability to really function.
Yeah, he was having trouble even holding a pencil to write. And, you know, they'd got to the point that they'd spread, don't even run on his feet. He had gross, he had one on his heel the size of a walnut. You know, he couldn't fit shoes. Oh. The thing would split and bleed, and, you know, the more they bleed, the more they spread. It's really impacting his ability to do things. And it was starting to spread to his face as well. That's what really got me upset when I saw the first one on his lip. And, you know, it was in a position it would crack and start to bleed. And
And I'm sure that at 8 or 9 years old, the kids aren't always so nice when things like that happen to other kids their age.
Yeah, well, fortunately, we homeschool. But we would, you know, we'd go to athletics or things like that, and the other kids would pick on him. So it wasn't nice for him.
Now, in New Zealand, I imagine the doctors are just like the doctors around the world say, cut it off, burn it off, poison it off. What did they say?
We took him to a specialist. They really didn't want to know about it. They just said, look, just use acid on it. They tried, the first doctor we went to tried burning off the one on his lip with liquid nitrogen. Didn't really work. Then they recommended salicylic acid for the rest, and that would have just been, it would have just been a nightmare for him. They were under his fingernails. Imagine getting them burnt off. I mean, that's such a sensitive area there, and the scarring it would have left, it would have been there for life. So we just didn't want to look at that option at all.
So how did it come about? Did a doctor recommend that you try something botanical and natural, or did you go outreach and hear a message about immune modulation and carnivora? What happened?
I was actually praying for a miracle, really, just for something that could help. I didn't really know much about carnivora. I'd heard it advertised, just what you can advertise about it, I guess. And it was the title of Ty's book, actually, that got me thinking about it. Just knowing that the virus causes the growths, and that from what I know of cancer, it's also caused by a virus. So it just got me thinking. I put two and two together and thought, well, look, if it's going to work for that, then it should work for this.
So all the way in New Zealand, you reached out around the world to carnivore and said, hey, can we try something here? And there was a protocol, I think, that you used for your son. You used both the liquid and the capsules?
Yeah, we got onto the program for, I think it's Advanced Immune Challenges, and that was all specified with the product when we got it, a precise procedure to follow, and we just followed it to the book.
Mm-hmm. And Ty, you wrote about this extensively in your book about the immune modulating properties of the carnivora. Had you ever heard it used on warts in a child in a case like this?
No, you know, honestly, this is the first time I've heard of it used on this condition. However, I'm not surprised. It is an amazing immunomodulator, and so I can see that it would work in a situation like this. And I'm also happy to know that even on the other side of the globe, that the deductive logic, critical reasoning are present there as well with parents, and they're able to think for themselves and to make good decisions for their own kids without the government stepping in and telling them what to do.
Amazing, that. And we're talking to Stephen Gregory all the way in New Zealand. And can I ask, is Malachi there with you?
Yeah.
Malachi.
Hey, now, Malachi. How you doing?
Good.
When your dad came to you with, like, these capsules and this liquid botanical, did you think, Dad, what are you giving me? Or did you say, I'll try it, Dad. What have I got to lose? What was your thought?
Well, probably both of them, sort of.
Yeah, I love it. I know we've raised our kids pretty naturally, as Ty has, and they're used to taking tinctures and potions and supplements, but I didn't know if that was part of your regimen prior to this.
We'd made up some different things to try, hadn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they just weren't really doing it. And once we got the stuff, he was quite keen. You know, what did you used to call it?
I can't really what it is.
You told me how you used to imagine them getting into your warts and fighting
them. Oh, yeah. like the army. They were, like, killing all the other warts and stuff. They were, like, the enemies, and then the other ones were, like, shooting them down and stuff.
So you saw them doing that like the Venus flytrap eats flies. They were eating the warts.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. Very cool.
He had a carnivore arsenal, didn't he?
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
And Stephen, now this is something that didn't happen in 2 days or even 2 weeks. You were in for the long haul here.
Yeah, well, we committed to the program, the 11-week program, but because he's obviously a lot smaller than me, it stretched out to 22 weeks because he just halved the doses.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so at what point did you see that there was actually improvement? It was actually happening. It was really going to work.
Well, look, we really started to notice it around 12 weeks. That was when they started to change in shape and change in color and become less vascular. With a wart, it's got vein, well, sort of, you can see the blood coming right to near the surface.
Right.
If you knock it or cut it or anything, it just bleeds, bleeds profusely. So, as it got further along, they became less vascular. They sort of turned gray and they started to reduce in size. And the ones around his fingertips were the ones that sort of, started to go the first. They were the ones that were most noticeable.
Wow, stunning. So you actually, and did you have a doctor monitor it, or at that point the doctors weren't cooperative to work with you? How was your, reaching out to the original folks that weren't able to help you?
Well, it's funny you say that. We've got a friend that actually looked at him, as she works at the local surgery, and she'd been the one that referred us to the specialist. She's seen them now, and they're all gone. And she can't believe that they've just gone naturally without even putting anything on them. Most people assume that you've put the stuff on topically on each wart,
mm-hmm.
but actually taking internally, people are just amazed that it's gone out and it's searched out those growths and it's just knocked them.
That's because the carnivora, as we've talked about many times on this show, carnivore is selectively toxic to the aberrant cells.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's the properties within that plant know to go after the bad cells and to leave the good, healthy cells alone. So that's a real-life example of carnivore's selective toxicity towards the bad cells.
And
when I heard about it, I thought, look, I really want to document this. I want to make sure that if it works, then we've got a good good evidence to support it. So I took photos at the start of his hands, feet, the ones that were starting on his face, and then I took more photos when I noticed the change at 12 weeks, and then more at 16 weeks, and then the last lot I took were at 20 weeks. So you can see these things actually getting smaller and smaller, and then going down to where they're just little red marks. The whole things are gone, and we're talking about one the size of a walnut. I thought, no way that's going to...
Wow.
I thought it's going to have to get cut off. There's just no way that's going to go. But yeah, it's just been miraculous to see that, to see him get into a pair of shoes.
Yes. So the answer to prayers. I mean, the thing is, we know the plants of creation have an intelligence, and it's oftentimes man that mucks it all up, thinking he can out-create the creator by synthesizing toxic substances. But here you utilized a beautiful plant. Sometimes it can be turned into a supervillain in a cartoon, if you've ever seen Venus flytraps in cartoons. Mm-hmm. But how wonderful in this case. And Malachi, you don't look at all like a Venus flytrap. You didn't change into a plant. You feeling good?
It's great to see him so happy and confident.
Absolutely wonderful. And so this is the kind of thing, when you modulate immunity, and as Ty said, you allow the plants to do what they're designed to do, targeting the bad guys, so to speak, and leaving all the healthy cells intact, you got a young boy like Malachi who's completely, not only unharmed, but better for it, healthy, functional, and you can visually see it as the transition happened because you monitored it and photographed it the entire time. So I'm thinking that wherever you are in Nelson, New Zealand, they should all be on carnivora there now that they've seen your son.
Yeah, again, it's funny you say that. Our friends that have seen it, they're just blown away. And a good friend of mine, his father has issues. He's now seen it happen. because it's someone he knows, he's got a lot of respect for it. If he had just read about it on the internet or something like that, mm-hmm. you know, it's easy to blow that over and just say, oh, well, they're just trying to sell you something. But when he's actually seen it for himself, with someone you know, it's so different. You just...
Yeah. Well, everybody, check it out online, carnivora.com. And, of course, we've got some of the images up in the show notes. Thanks to Stephen Gregory and Malachi for joining us for the special part of the Outside the Box Wednesday with Ty Bollinger, where we get to bring this healing to you wherever you are around planet Earth. Ty, this is awesome.
Yeah, this is awesome. Stephen, Malachi, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your story. And God bless you. Really glad to get to talk to you guys today.
Bless you guys. It's been great to be on.
All right, carnivore.com. Check it out. The buy two, get one free goes on for a couple of more days. Take advantage of it. When we come back, we are not going to eat what we're going to tell you about in a fast food restaurant, but we got to show it. We'll be right back.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I am still amazed, absolutely amazed, Ty. The beauty of that family and the great recovery that Carnivora helped Malachi out with. I'm so thrilled we got to do that.
Yeah, very encouraging. Great to talk to some folks from down in New Zealand.
Yes.
My ex-homeland.
I know. How about that? Your neighborhood and stuff. Back in the hood, down there with the Kiwis. But
As a matter of fact, you know, we talked off air, and they recognized the house that we used to rent down in Invercargill, New Zealand. I described it, and he said, oh, yeah, I know that house.
Wow, so cool, so cool. Well, when you were down there, you're healthier than most, but at the same time, we've all been through our transitions of health and healing.
Yeah.
Were they supersizing all their meals in New Zealand, except for the big Maori guys? I mean, they've got to eat, but talk to me about that, because we've got a horrible story about supersizing five absurdly large fast food servings that are on the web here.
Oh, this is ridiculous. But yeah, you know, in New Zealand, if I remember correctly, the portions were distinctly smaller than what we have here.
Yeah.
So if you were to go to just a typical, like I remember going to Burger King while we were down there. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, I ate a Whopper like twice, I think, while we were in New Zealand. And the cost of the Whoppers down there is about three times what it is here, and the size is maybe two-thirds of what they are here. So, yes, portions are smaller. Price is about triple what you get here. So,
right.
Remember what we talked about a couple weeks ago? We had the fattest countries. New Zealand was number two. USA was by far number one.
Right.
But New Zealand did have smaller portions, from what I remember. I was kind of amazed at the amount of money that you spent just for typical grocery items that we would have here that were smaller there, but much more expensive.
Well, if we look at some of these insanely or absurdly large servings of fast food pictures. I guess I don't know if they could call this food porn, but I mean it's kind of disgusting to look at some of the size. Now I remember again I've been through the standard American diet upbringing, and when I was competitive swimming through through my chronic illnesses, I could eat a whole pizza and burn it right up.
Sure. Yeah. Well, you know what? Even in my heyday, when I was eating, I was a competitive bodybuilder and power lifter. I don't know if I could have downed some of these. One of these pictures in here, this is the In-N-Out Burgers. Five disgustingly large fast food meals here. In-N-Out Burgers 20 by 20. It says in the article, officially the largest size you can order at In-N-Out is 4 by 4. That's four beef patties, four slices of cheese, and a bun. But you can actually get a 20 by 20, which is 20 beef patties, 20 pieces of cheese in between two buns.
Is that the one I'm seeing laying down on its side? It looks like a big log.
It looks like a big log. That's 20 bean patties. Oh, my. Can you imagine eating that?
No, I can't. Now, again, going back to my heyday of eating improperly, because we're not too proud that we don't acknowledge our own history.
Sure.
I would go in and eat 2 beef and cheddars from Arby's. Yes. You remember that?
Yeah. Oh, sure. I had those growing up. And yeah, but this the quantity on this looks like, I'm guessing, so let's say quarter, they're pretty big patties, so let's say maybe quarter pound patties times 20, we got 4 pounds of meat?
Wow. Now,
Can you actually eat 4 pounds of meat without passing out?
Yeah, it's really quite incredible. I remember that guy Adam Richman, I think he was doing Man Versus Food on the Food Network or something.
Yeah.
He quit that show, I think, a couple of years ago. They showed pictures of him. He slimmed down. He's like, I don't eat that way, and much healthier because of it. I mean, to put that much stress on your GI tract, you're asking for trouble.
You are, definitely. Let's hit a couple of these real quick. We got Burger King's Triple Whopper sandwich. It's a triple Whopper. You got the normal Whopper, add 2 more beef patties, which it doesn't even really seem much compared to this, 4 pound thing from In-N-Out Burger. And when I mentioned earlier that when we were in New Zealand, I ate a Whopper a couple times. I want to, confess, I haven't done that honestly since.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
We did eat some stuff in our past, and we're cleaning up continually as we go.
Well, digestive enzymes, if you try it, and even if you don't, heal the gut the ways we talk about here, and also read about the ways we heal the gut in our book together. Ty Bollinger and Robert Scott Bell, TMBRSB, UnlockThePowerToHeal.com.
Yeah, UnlockThePowerToHeal.com. I got to hit one more of these before we go. It's a Pizza Hut's cheeseburger pizza.
Aww.
It is a pizza with cheeseburgers on top of it. It is the most disgusting thing I've seen in a while. You got to check it out if you get a chance to check it out. It's on TakePart.com.
The images are there, but we're out of time here. Thank you, TMB. Thank you to everybody. Tell your friends the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. And again, shout out to our new friends down in New Zealand, Stephen and Malachi. Thanks for sharing the carnivore story. Buy 2, get 1 free. The capsule still available, but you got to hurry. Back tomorrow with more powerful healing, because the power to heal,
is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.